The night's getting a little cool. But that ain't something a bit of extra dragon fire in the fire pit can't fix. Ready? I suppose that was more than a bit. Now ain't that a sight? Don't worry, hon. The fire won't be like that for long. I didn't put my back into that blow. If I did, there would be an explosion. Just one of many advantages of being a dragon person. Fire on demand. Heat on demand. Roasted something something on demand. Now, what you doing sitting so far away from me? That fire will warm your body, but it's love and cuddles from your sweet beloved that'll warm your heart. Come here. Sit on my lap. Come on. Hold your horses, sugar. You got some crusty food stuck to the corner of your mouth. Let me get that off. Mwah. And done. I love cuddling with you. Can never get enough of it. Why are you looking over the back of your shoulder? Mama and Pops and their other spawn are busy inside playing that board game. Grits, glory, and gumballs. It wouldn't be a good time to disturb him. Huh? Oh, I see. You're trying to avoid him. No, not at all. I appreciate the honesty. Sorry, sweetie pie. I know they can be overbearing sometimes, despite being well-meaning. I think they just care about you and want to make sure you're comfortable in every way possible. It's because you're so wonderful, they can't resist. I know I can't. Yeah. They were really excited when I told them you were coming over for a weekend visit. They said to me, "Amelia, write down a list of all your beloved's favorite foods." I know. I said there's no way my darling's gonna finish all of that, but they insisted. That's the way they are. They want to do everything big. Gosh darn, my left knee's feeling funny. Do you mind shifting? This way. Thank you, sweetie pie. Mwah. When I took over this cattle ranch business of theirs, Pop said,
"We're getting old now, my love,
and your siblings are still young.
It's up to you to make this ranch the biggest and most prosperous one in Badwater Basin."
It only took 3 years, but I did it. Yeah, they are proud. They tell me that all the time. But I didn't do it alone. I had their help and support. Oh, thank you. Does this sweet tea taste different to you? Try it. Oh, yeah. That would be it. I forgot I was chewing bubblegum earlier. If I'm gonna give you lots of kisses, I don't want my breath to smell. Especially after the biscuits and marinated onion gravy. Yeah. The steak and sausage tonight was amazing. Tasted extra good. But I don't know if that's because you're here. Truly, your presence makes everything in life better. Well, bless your heart. I'm just tickled pink to hear that you enjoyed dinner so much. It has been a while. You ready for dessert since you were too full for it before? All right, wait here. I'll go bring it out. I know what my folks said, but you don't have to eat the whole thing. You're so silly. Peach cobbler coming right up. You'll definitely like this one. There's a big scoop of homemade ice cream on top from our very own cows. Fresh peaches, crumbly topping, not overly sweet. Crunchy and nice the way you like it. I got myself some too. Yes, darling? Well, There ain't nothing more satisfying to me than knowing that my love is well-fed, content, and smiling from ear to ear. I made this one myself. Before I dig in, let me take a picture for social media. You eat first. Instagram and I have a love-hate relationship, but it's been more love than hate lately, given how much it's helped me grow this cattle ranch business. Okay, what do you reckon? A? Or B? Yeah, I think so too. You've got a good eye. Badwater Basin's biggest cattle ranch is still growing by hundreds of followers a week on the gram. Excuse me, I'm a bit too keen. I love desserts. My favorite? It's you, of course. Actual food-wise, I really love candied apples. You? Me too. You want to see my Instagram? Here. What else do I have planned for this week? On Monday, I'm gonna post a recipe video. On Tuesday, I'm holding a live Q&A for meat and dairy prep. On Wednesday, me and my little brother are promoting our ranch tours. And then, I forgot. Was it the jerky stuff or... It's in my planner. Hey, do you mind if I post about our little romantic evening in my Instagram stories? I won't put a picture of you in it if you don't want. Alright. You sure are going through that cobbler and ice cream pretty fast. You got some ice cream on your face. Tissues? Careful! Now it's all over your shirt! This takes me back to the debutante ball we attended. You spilled your food all over your suit that night. And when I lunged forward to try and catch her plate, I broke one of my high heels. Didn't stop me from breathing dragon fire onto it and melting it back together. Yeah, all was fine in the end, though. Well, I was in a right mood that day, I can tell ya. I couldn't believe that Simon stood me up. Why is it that every single Simon I've dated has been problematic? He ghosted me. I don't know. I think he doesn't like boss girls who make more than him. Anyway, I'm so glad things went down the way they did. Otherwise, I wouldn't have started this relationship with the love of my life. Yeah. Funny how things happen like that. Oh, I know you were half joking when you suggested that you could be my partner instead, but I was definitely grateful. That was the night we got to know each other for realsies. You're still surprised that I agreed. Why? It made sense. One, you were the one who designed the dress for the ball. And two, I have a soft spot for shy people. Especially you. I went home that night and couldn't stop thinking about you. Finish my cobbler. Come cuddle up again. It worked out for both of us and our families. You managed to convince us to invest in your clothing boutique business. And with the power of social media, boom, money in the pocket. Your late grandfather would be proud. His business is flourishing under your direction. A lot of my followers are fans of your store and designs. I know your goal isn't to be social media famous. But it's a bit too late for that now. My darling is talented. Huh? And oh, so humble. I know you don't like people who are arrogant. But I don't think you could ever become one of those buffoons with an inflated sense of self-importance. But I do think you need to recognize how good you are at what you do. Your designs are one of a kind. Speaking of, how was your week at the clothing boutique? All booked up again? Well deserved. Hey, I'd love to see more of what you're working on when I drop by next week. Looking forward. Now that you're doing so well, What have you got next up your sleeve? Oh? That was an unintentional pun, sweet cakes. You're right. Business is sorted for you for the foreseeable future. Exciting. I'm so happy for you. That's new. Actually, you did mention something a while ago about doing some genealogical research into your family history and your late grandfather. What's that little smile? What kinds of family secrets did you find? Hold up. Your grandfather poured his life savings into having a what made? Oh, I heard you speaking. I just didn't know if I heard you right. So, before he passed, he paid for the smelting of a one-of-a-kind mithril wedding ring? You have it on you. And call me Sally. Excuse me, that wasn't very ladylike of me. Now, if that ain't the mostest mighty fine piece of jewelry I ever laid eyes on. And I know priceless quality when I see it. I'm a dragon person after all. I have an eye for precious things. See. So it was his wish for it to be passed down in the family. Would I like to have it? Well, that wouldn't be appropriate unless... Look at me, flustered. Are you asking what I think? Marriage? Definitely my sugar pie. The past 6 months have been the best of my life, and this is the easiest yes I've ever said. Sorry. Got too excited and squeezed you too hard. Are you okay? Give me your hand. Put it here. Do you feel that? I think my heart's about to beat out of my chest. Put it on. Of course. It fits perfectly. Darling, thank you. I am the luckiest girl in Badwater Basin. No, actually, in the whole wide world. I can't wait to tell my family I know they'll be as happy as I am. They finished playing. They're dancing right now. Let's wait a bit, then go and see them. I love you so much.